Happy May, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Millennial Thoughts with your girl, Alicia. So sorry for the late upload. I was under the weather and life happens. But today, our affirmation is, I am deserving of abundance in my life, okay? And before we get into the topic, I want to share with y'all, we reached 10,000 downloads. I'm so excited. Without y'all, I would not have been able to reach that goal. So thank y'all all so much for sharing, for listening, and doing whatever else you do to help this podcast get to 10,000 downloads. I really appreciate it, and I'm so excited for that, okay? If I had some merch, I'll be giving y'all 10 something off, but I don't got no merch yet, so holler at me, okay? Let me know what type of merch I should do. But while we're on announcements, I wanted to tell y'all to make sure that y'all join the Facebook group, Millennial Thoughts, because that is where I share updates and stuff like that when I'm going live on YouTube and different things like that. And then also don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Millennial Thoughts Pod. You can also join the Patreon for $5 a month if you just want to support your girl and get some extra bonuses and content out there. So, yes. And I also started a radio show called Building Your Brand with Alicia. It airs every Thursday at 8:15. If you want some more information about that, go make sure you follow me on Instagram at Building Your Brand with Alicia. Okay? So that is all the announcements. Quick, you know, pop in before the episode. It is May. It is a new month. And we aren't still in financial literacy month, but something happened where Biden and the administration, you know, pushed back the loans. Okay? So I really wanted to talk about finances and like how student loans impact us and just have a conversation about that, you know, the extension of student loans, but how they need to be canceled, and just talking about how to live under your means, even, you know, when you get a bonus and stuff like that, so you don't gotta do no lifestyle creep, you know, and then you end up paying all this stuff. So yes, definitely want to talk about that. So as we know that it is extended till August, hopefully it gets an extension again, okay? But I want to talk about some things that I do that I'm going to look into doing as well when the student loans come back out. Hopefully they don't come back out, but I'm going to look into paying from what I make and not just the overall, you know, payments of like, oh, what they think you can make, because no ma'am, I don't need y'all to tell me what I can make. I'm gonna tell y'all what I can pay, okay? Period. And so then budgeting and making sure that you live under your means. And I was reading something and it was saying how your rent should not be more than 30%. But also, we know everything is going up right now. So just thinking about, you know, like getting a roommate or a house hack. And I don't know if you want to go back and live with your parents and stuff like that. But just trying to find other ways where you can be, where you can save more money and not always, you know, trying to keep up with the Joneses, because that's not what we're doing out here, okay? And the financial impact of student loans on millennials is really crazy, and so that's why I thought I should bring it up on this episode, because that's what my podcast is about. And just knowing that, like, we have so much to pay back when we were just, you know, trying to do better in our lives. Like, I know I have a master's degree in higher education, and I got some loans too, like 60K. I'm like, whoo, y'all know who gonna pay that off? Somebody's rich son, hopefully speaking that to an existence. But yeah, for real. I don't know if some people try this, but I know that you can, you know, you can always like defer your loans. You can get a side hustle to repay your loans if you want to. You know, you get a second job out here, find repayment options. I know the government does something if you like work for 10 years or something like that, like they will do something with your loans, you know, but I'm not the loan person, but they'll like help pay your loans off. And I'm not really trying to say be with the government for 10 years, but I'm just saying do what you need to do, okay? And if you have not caught the last couple episodes, I talked to Tiffany about how she paid off her debt. I talked to Sasha about building your credit, and I even went on live with someone about financially winning, okay? Her name was Nikwa. And so we talked about some ways that we can financially win And she's also a financial budget, like a financial coach that helps with your money. So if you have not, y'all can go back and listen to those episodes as well, because I definitely talked about that with them. And also, if you do not know, Daily Dale is on YouTube. She talked about living financially as a single woman. So I was interviewed by her, and I talked about like relocating. I talked about how I save money. I went kind of more in depth to it. So y'all can check those videos out as well. So I was just like, I know a lot of people are talking about money and stuff like that, and how people can get better with money, and then also how to live under your means and stuff. So just wanted to bring this conversation on here. And some of the things that I really do is, I don't want to say I penny pinch, but I be saving. But living under my means, I would say that I do have a roommate. I would say that I do have my car, like, it's already paid off. So, not having no car payment, me and payments, we just don't go well together. So, I don't really like payments. That's why it's really hard for me to have a credit card. But I did get a credit card. So, that is something that I'm working on. I'm building up my credit even more. I'm looking to get another credit card for, like, travel and stuff like that. So, I'm trying to get it where my money is working for me and I'm not working for my money. And so I'm also looking into getting a financial advisor so that they can help me with like stocks and investment and stuff. I would say that I do invest in my 401k. That's basically if you work at a salary job and they have retirement benefits. That's one of the benefits that come with working there is retirement. So I put 6%, and my employer matches 6% too. So, you know, that's pretty good. Now, I don't know how I'm going to be there, but you know what I'm saying? It's still good for what it needs to be there for. So if you're looking into investment, you can invest in retirement. You can invest in stocks. You can do bonds. I actually do have a financial advisor through my job, though. So I have talked to them. I use Fidelity. I don't know if that's good or not to people who are listening to this episode, but I would say that I talked to them to ask them like questions and stuff like that. But I'm also looking just like for one on my own. I'm thinking about bringing a financial advisor on here as well. I know a couple of them. So I would say that's good. And then if you don't have like or you can get a mentor if you have a mentor that's really, really good with finances. My mentor is good with finances. So she tries to like helps me with like budgeting and like saving and seeing like what I can do with this, what I can do with that. And I would say taxes have came back, you know, they're probably around. So not spending it all and, you know, saving it or like using it for a trip or using it to invest in something else could be really, really good. But as I mentioned before, like if you don't know what you want to invest in, you might just want to save it. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm just saving to hold out because I don't just want to invest in something and then be invested and not knowing what I be doing. So yeah, that is, you know, not a good thing to do. And I would say also being debt free, which I am not debt free, but I don't really count student loans as debt, even though it really is. But also being debt free is amazing because I'm already living like I'm debt free right now because I ain't paid a student loan at all. Okay, period. The pros of being debt free is being able to use that extra money when you do pay off your loans or whatever you pay off, your credit cards and stuff like that, that you have a sense of freedom that you don't owe people. So trying to pay your debt off is really, really good quickly so that you're not always up under somebody and you can do more stuff. You don't have to stay at a job longer. You don't have to work extra hours. You don't have to do gig work and stuff like that so that you're able to feel free. So I would say as quick as you can, definitely pay your debt off so that you can, you know, have time to yourself. And a couple of books, I would say that I read books sometimes on finances. I read Bula Sukumbi. She has a couple of great books on finances. It's like credit, budgeting. And there's also this lady. Her name is Jen Sincero. She has You're a Badass at Making Money. And then, of course, The Budgetista is Get Good with Money. So reading money books can really help you. And watching YouTube videos as well. Bula Sukumbi also has YouTube videos as well. And there's a lot of people on Instagram with personal finance stuff. I also did a whole season for my season 4 about personal finances. But yeah, just really trying to let your money work for you and not let loans and debt affect you, because you still want to have that balance in your life. You still want to enjoy your life, because you could have all these goals, and sometimes, this don't want to sound dark, but you can die before you meet your goals, or reach your goals, I should say. So, you know, you just want to have that balance of, like, paying off debt, but also living life. Like, you don't want it to be like, oh my gosh, I'm paying off debt to be able to do this. It's like, no, just have a balance and just, like, put it together so that you're able to live the life that you want to live, okay? So, yeah, that's exciting that the student loans have been extended. Hopefully, they keep being extended. And in May, I hope to upload some more episodes. It is Military Month, and it's Travel and Small Business Month as well. I might do some interviews, but I'm still working on what content I should put out in May. If y'all have any suggestions, please let me know. But I'm still on a high because I'm at over now. I'm over 10K downloads, so that's really exciting. So I just wanted to come on here and share with y'all, and thank y'all, just have a conversation about, you know, student loans and financial literacy and, like, what we will be looking forward to next month. I was going to wrap up this season 6 pretty soon, but I got some more interviews to bring to y'all. So y'all make sure that y'all are subscribing. Make sure y'all come back. And if you have any suggestions, if you have anybody that you'll want to come on the podcast, DM me on Instagram, message me on Facebook, and I will see what I can do. I definitely enjoy doing this, but I definitely want it to be beneficial to you all as well. And hopefully you enjoy this episode. And this is, you know, the travel month, so I'm just going to plug myself real quick. If you like travel podcasts, go check out Bon Voyage the Podcast. That is my travel podcast, and I talk about where I've been, where I'm going, and stuff like that. So if you want to hear my voice some more, or you want to learn more about travel, go ahead and check that out. It's on Instagram at Bon Voyage the Podcast, and on Facebook, Bon Voyage the Podcast. And definitely, 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 we'll see you soon. Y'all will hear from me soon, or y'all will see me on Instagram. Okay. So, yes, hopefully you enjoy this episode. Talk to y'all soon.